Hello, my name is Tiara Christopher. Today, I'll be discussing the COVID-19 crisis from a personal African-American, educated, and female-based perspective. I find it necessary to state that while I've researched information to provide me with essential COVID-19 facts, these thoughts are my opinion on the matter. I want to discern my ethnicity as an African-American from other races because I feel minorities, especially African-Americans, are affected more and see this crisis differently. I am educated, having two different degrees in communication, which gives me credibility to ensure my voice is heard. Lastly, as a female, I can speak on how women, in particular pregnant women, are being severely affected differently than men in regard to COVID-19. Well, first, it's necessary to describe coronaviruses. The Georgia Department of Public Health describes coronaviruses as a build of a large body of viruses which form into a sickness affecting humans and animals. The department discerns the COVID-19 as a virus which originated in the year 2019 in Wuhan, China, spreading worldwide. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, also called CDC, alleges that 170,000 people have died between December 2019 to August 2020. I feel that the COVID-19 compares to the flu because the flu of 1918 was a severe pandemic, and we're treating COVID-19 in the same manner as we treated the flu 1918 pandemic. Well, according to CDC, the flu was first identified in America in 1918, starting within the military and spreading worldwide. But unlike COVID-19, the flu had killed 50 million people in a year's time and infected 500 million people in that same year's time. CDC also reports that 29,000 to 59,000 people still die each year from the flu. The numbers that have been reported do not even come close to that of 1918 flu pandemic. So why is the government treating the COVID-19 virus in the same manner? I feel the main reason the government is making the COVID-19 a national crisis is related to it being an election year. So how does the COVID-19 affect African Americans and minorities? Well, because COVID-19 spread worldwide, many states mandated businesses close to decrease the possibility of the virus spreading through human contact and interaction, of course. These businesses were mainly Black-owned businesses. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York performed a study which indicated that 41% of African-American businesses were closed between February to April 2020 as a failure to pay their rent. 32% of Latina businesses were closed during the same time, but only 17% of white-owned businesses were closed. Before these findings, I already felt that the government declared the COVID-19 a worldwide crisis to increase votes this election year. The government is using this virus as a tool, deeming it a national crisis, but it is actually a crisis on the expansion and the evolution of Black and minority businesses. A lot of Black businesses are unable to reopen and will remain permanently closed because they were unable to maintain their properties and employees, while white businesses such as Walmart continue to thrive. It is my recommendation that we stop shopping at places like Walmart and Target, and that we support the Black-owned businesses that are left in our own communities to ensure that these type of businesses have a future. Now, as a female, I'd like to discuss pregnancies during the COVID-19. As a woman, I feel we are affected differently by COVID-19, especially women who are pregnant. My sister has had her first baby on April 10th, 2020, but because we are considered to be in a national crisis, her baby father, along with other family members, including myself, were not allowed in the hospital room. My sister felt like the nurses and the doctors were scared to touch or even console her, and she felt so alone and scared having her first child. I also have another friend who was 5 months pregnant with her first child, but she has had a quarantine pregnancy. She's fearful that she may get sick and harm her unborn child, so she has cut off human contact except for her baby's father. New mothers everywhere are having babies alone because hospitals are denying them that experience of bringing a child into the world surrounded by family. COVID-19 is affecting the way in which life is brought into this world, which may increase the likelihood of post-traumatic stress and anxiety for new mothers. I feel that the COVID-19 is a disease of the mind more than it is a health disease. As an African American, I feel that I'm mentally stronger than other races. COVID-19 is a disease of the mind which is affecting the way we interact with the world as a whole. We are either limiting or simply not having the same personal interactions that we once had. We, being society, has created a new normal in which we are not gathering together, laughing together, smoking together, and so forth. We as humans are suffering by denying ourselves these small joys of being surrounded by friends and family. It is unhealthy for us to self-isolate because it produces loneliness. Couple that with loss of jobs, houses, relationships, and more, and we know why suicides have increased since COVID-19 mandates and restrictions have been enforced by states. COVID-19 is unhealthy to our state of mind because it makes self-deprecation seem normal. It has created more than health concerns, instead creating a theme of loss. Loss of African American and minority businesses, loss of typical hospital pregnancies, loss of celebrations, and the most detrimental being loss of human interaction. My name is Tiara Christopher, and